Chapter 4. Temple District, Coruscant.
The speeder door slid open, and an attractive older human female stepped out. Her crisp white admiral's uniform modeled to a figure that was still fit and toned. Green eyes took in the situation at once, keen as lasers in a face framed by copper-colored hair only beginning to gray. And as Admiral Natasi Dalla, Galactic Alliance Chief of State, moved assuredly forward, Yakiel's heart sank. A 3PO protocol droid followed her and addressed the crowd that was beginning to quiet down now at the presence of GA security. All were curious as to what their Chief of State had to say about this event. Yakiel glanced over the crowd and frowned as she saw the reporter holding a small cam and speaking intently into it, then directing it toward Dalla. She had hoped that the coverage of the event would have stopped with the destruction of the cam droid, but apparently the journalist had a backup.
"Your attention, please, good citizens,"
said the protocol droid in its pleasant, crisp voice.
"Chief of State Dalla has a few words to address to you."
The crowd murmured expectantly, then fell silent. The Jedi supporting Barv stayed where they were.
"This should be good,"
Yakiel muttered sarcastically. Silgal silenced her with a pointed glare from a single eye. Dalla waited until her staff had set up a makeshift podium, complete with a microphone, then stepped forward. She did not speak immediately, only regarded the crowd intently.
"A short while ago, Valen Horn, Jedi Knight, appeared to go insane,"
Dalla said without preamble. Her voice was slightly husky, but pleasant to the ear. Still, Yakiel winced at the choice of words. Dalla obviously was not going to pull any punches.
"He claimed not to recognize his own parents. He claimed they were doppelgangers, identical replacements of people he had known and loved all his life."
Dalla paused to let the ludicrousness of the notion sink into the now avidly listening throng.
"And in escaping these evil duplicates, he caused a great deal of property damage and physical harm as he attempted to elude capture. Fortunately, and with little thanks to the Jedi Order, who consistently stood in our way, the GA was able to obtain custody of Valen Horn. Deemed criminally insane, he is now safely imprisoned in Carbonite, unable to harm anyone further."
Dalla paused to take a sip of water. Yakiel was willing to bet she wasn't really thirsty, just making a dramatic pause.
"Today, Gisela Horn, Jedi Knight and sister to Valen Horn, demonstrated identical behavior. Fortunately, her capture was swift and decisive, and she is safely in Galactic Alliance hands. There will be no negotiations for her release with the Jedi this time. She will be taken directly from here to the same facility in which her brother is incarcerated. Once any injuries she sustained in resisting arrest are properly treated, she will be frozen in carbonite."
Silgal lowered her head and closed her eyes. Yakiel felt a lump in her throat. She thought of Master Corrin and his wife, Mirax. Both of their children. How would they endure it? Dalla continued mercilessly.
"It is becoming brutally clear that there is something going wrong with the Jedi. They are intelligent, trained warriors with powers that most of us can barely comprehend. Their former leader, erstwhile Grandmaster Luke Skywalker, failed in his duty to protect the public from one Jedi who sought to obtain power. As all of you know, he pleaded guilty to the charge of reckless endangerment of a population. For this crime, Luke Skywalker has been sentenced to exile for 10 Coruscant years, unless he can produce a convincing argument and evidence that he is able to properly control and manage his order. Now we have not one, but two Jedi who appear to be having dangerous hallucinations that even the Jedi themselves cannot properly explain. Rest assured, we will investigate and explore all possible explanations for this baffling and unsettling development. In the meantime, the Jedi will continue to come under heavy scrutiny and remain under the watchful eye of the government. I will now accept a few questions.